Christianity, Communism, the Jews, and the Bible. In exposing the Holy Bible as a book of Jewish witchcraft, always remember, the Jews are extremely clever, and they take control of both sides, both opposing sides, which they pretend to be fighting each other, but underneath it all, they are working for their agenda of world enslavement. Just as many Christian churches, particularly the Vatican, pretend to be against and fighting communism, unbeknownst to the populace, they are working for communism. The Nazarene taught nothing but communism. His sermons, and even his life, quite like Karl Marx himself, lazy and lived off the charity of others like a parasite. The USSR made a show of persecuting a number of Jews. They screamed the loudest when millions of innocent Gentiles were tortured to death, but this Jewish persecution is only for show, and they do not care if they have to sacrifice some of their own to reach their goal of world enslavement and domination. For example, Joseph Stalin, real name Joseph Dugashvili, the meaning of the Georgian surname Dugashvili is son of a Jew, claimed to be anti-Semitic. But given his second wife was also Jewish, as were his children, and his communist heroes such as Vladimir Lenin and the other scum he was directly involved with, any idiot can see through these lies, which again are there only to fool the masses. Nearly all of the entire communist leadership and KGB were Jews and or married to Jews and lived extremely well while the working classes were brutalized beyond the imagination. This did not just include the USSR, but all the communist countries as well. Prior to the fall of the Iron Curtain, the USSR would also publicly support any country that was against Israel, pretending to be enemies with Israel, which beneath it all is not the case, as both work together for the same agenda. Know this, and be on to their tactics. Never let them fool you. As I have stated before and will again, just how can Christianity really be at odds with the Jews, when every single page of that stinking Bible has the word Jew, Jews, Israel, and other kosher crap on it, and above all, the Nazarene is Jewish from birth to death. Given the spiritual energies put into Christianity by ignorant followers for centuries, the Jews have an endless supply to do as they please with. This is their bulwark and their root. This is why the Bible is so full of numbers, specific verses, which vibrated in Hebrew are their mantras. And given the Bible is planted in nearly every home in the world, Christianity is relentlessly pushed and coerced onto people. Love Jesus or burn for eternity. The Bible acts as a subliminal medium, a receiver for their workings. Bible verses are memorized by many Christians. What this does further, it creates a very powerful link in the minds of many for which the Jews work their curses and their spells for attracting copious amounts of wealth. Even their Bible states regarding the Jews, "Thou shalt prosper. You pay and sacrifice for this." The Holy Bible serves as a link, as I mentioned in the above, for their subliminal workings. This is no different from having a Bible in your home. This creates a subliminal tie-in. I do know since my last article, The Holy Bible, A Book of Jewish Witchcraft, I was very aware of the magnitude of this article, and given it hits at their most sensitive secrets, root, and their total bulwark, through Satan we have exposed them. Satan has protected me. If he hadn't, myself along with others who are working very hard would already be dead. We are working for a higher purpose, for a better world through Satan. We have identified and exposed the problems. The Jewish power structure works relentlessly to destroy our civil rights and freedoms so that they can enslave us all. Jewish greed knows no bounds. Few Americans here know just how brutal life is and has been in many other countries. The Jews are working very hard to change this. In the early 1990s, after the fall of the USSR, many cutthroat Jewish communists emigrated to the USA and have been working for the destruction of our country ever since, and this can be blatantly seen in the many open violations of our Constitution and how our legal system has been rapidly deteriorating. The USA is the last power on this earth that still has some laws protecting freedom of speech and the press, though these are very insecure and many of us are suppressed and harassed, such as what is happening now in the JOS and the Joy of Satan e-groups. If the USA goes down, any smaller countries that are somewhat free will also go down and be under the yoke of communist control. Many of you know it is a felony crime to deny or question the Jewish Holocaust and many other countries, resulting in an automatic prison sentence. Everything the Jew is and does is blamed on Gentiles. This creates confusion and makes for an effective diversion and distraction. The same is with Satan. Everything their Christian God is and does, they heap the blame on Satan and the powers of hell. Even though the truth is before them in the Holy Bible, one can see that Jehovah is a murderer and a liar from the beginning. One only needs to look at the Old Testament and also that foul Nazarene ordering his followers to commit both theft and murder. Luke 19:27. Luke 6:1-5, Luke 19:29-35, and break other commandments, Matthew 10:34-36. Christians and others cannot see this as they have been deluded under a powerful spell. Satan himself told me some time ago how horribly Gentiles have suffered under Jewish communism. I have written several articles regarding the slave labor situation in Red China. This brutality is what Jewish communism is all about. Please read through and download, okay, these following PDFs. This one will not be on a audio sermon. The Real Concentration Camps, All Run by Jews, Slave Labor in Soviet Russia. Everybody really ought to read this. There's a quote from the Jewish Talmud, Nidrash Talpioth, page 25. 225-L. Jehovah created the non-Jew in human form so that the Jew would not have to be served by beasts. The non-Jew is consequently an animal in human form and condemned to serve the Jew day and night. Unless each and every one of us fights for our freedoms, they will be taken away. As with the first PDF on the Soviet slave labor, one can see the same identical thing occurring in Red China and in other parts of the world. Disposable human beings, systematically broken, worked to death and replaced by more Gentiles. Even a little research blatantly reveals the Jews are and have always been behind this, and that the Bible is nothing more than a blueprint for Jewish communism in its teachings and indoctrinations, both the Old and New Testaments, along with all the important purpose of working powerful spells for the Jews to profit tremendously. Satan pulls off the drapes in our minds and wakes us up to the truth so that we are aware and can see. The Christians and related ignorant masses are under a most powerful spell. That spell must be broken.